This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax. Don't you...
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you today, yeah, once again, live at a Studio One. Now, listen, I've cut this intro a little bit short because I've got about three Frank Sinatras to do today. So I thought, well, yeah, cut the intro short. But anyway, how are you all? Today is Friday the 14th of November in the year 2025. It's a cool one out there today, a lot cooler than the days we've had recently. And how are you listening to me today? You could be listening on your radio, and you could be on one of two frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. Or you could be like many, 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 many other people who are listening through their smart devices because they've actually gone to a search engine and typed in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. Yes. Anyway, I'm ready to start. So, well, no, Frank. We try to turn you off, Frank. Well, not in a horrible way. As I say, I've got about three Frank Sinatras. The problem is when I put the shows together, I always tend to go a little over a week, and I never know which track I'm going to be playing when I finish at noon. And it just so happens that last week, the track that was playing when I finished at noon was Frank Sinatra. So, yeah, hence my cutting short the intro, but you don't mind, do you? A lot of people out there like Frank Sinatra. So let's get on, and let me tell you, just remind you, that the Come Fly With Me album was the 14th album by Frank Sinatra that was released in 1958 by Capitol Records. It was Sinatra's first collaboration with the arranger and conductor Billy May. The title, Come Fly With Me, was designed to show basically a musical trip around the world. Sammy Cahn and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote the title track of Come Fly With Me, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Here is Mr. Sinatra from a recording made in 1957 that appeared on his Capitol Records album Come Fly With Me in 1958. Here is Frankie Boy. Listen to this one. That's the one.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
That album is a great album, Come Fly With Me, released in 1958 by Capitol Records. I bought that vinyl record in 1958 when I was in Berlin, and it's always been one of my favourite albums. And, of course, we had a little bit of Frank Sinatra there. A little bit. We had all of Frank Sinatra there singing the title tune, Come Fly With Me. I'm going to go on now to another vocalist, the Canadian singer Michael Bublé. And in 2001, he recorded a track for Demon Music Group with a very nice, simple piano backing. And the song he's going to sing is called Anyone to Love. Now, Michael Bublé was a co-writer of this particular song. And if it's new to you, please listen to the lyrics. Here's Michael Bublé, 2001, with a song he co-wrote, which is called Anyone to Love.
Another night, another dream, another time to contemplate and think, will I ever, ever have anyone to love? It's not that I don't try. Maybe I try too hard. Seems like living a lie. So there's a game I just won't learn. And I wonder, will I always be alone? I take a sip and wonder why I haven't anyone to love. I guess I'll say goodnight. My drink's done and it's morning light. Sorry, my friend, but you see, what other ending could there be? And I wonder, will I always be alone? I take a drink and wonder, will I ever have anyone to
So as I said, if you've never heard that particular song before, what did you think of it? It was a really nice, laid-back sort of croony-style love song, wasn't it? And I quite like the fact that it just had a very simple piano backing, which I think is absolutely fantastic. Anyway, that was Michael Bublé. And he recorded that track in 2001. Because of You is a song written by Arthur Hammerstein and Dudley Wilkinson. And they wrote it in 1940. It was recorded, the first time it was recorded was in December 1940, recorded by Larry Clinton and his orchestra. But Tony Bennett had his first number one hit with Because of You in 1951. And that track I've got ready for you right now. Here's Tony Bennett, backed by the Percy Faith Orchestra. The recording was released by Columbia Records, but here's Tony Bennett singing for us Because of You.
Of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine. The moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise. Like this, because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
Yeah, that was Tony Bennett's first ever hit recording that he did in 1951. And he was backed on that recording by the Percy Faith Orchestra. Now, I don't know if you remember, but there was also, about 4 years later, but it might have been maybe a bit longer than that, but Sammy Davis Jr. took the song Because of You, and he recorded it, and he sort of mimicked the voices of various other people, and it was really a very good recording, if you like comedy, of a recording that, say, you know, somebody like Tony Bennett has actually done, and he did people like Cary Grant. He did also a part of it. What was the guy called who used to Jerry Lewis? He did lots of songs like that, which pretty good anyway. you might realise that I'm yakking on a bit here because I'm like that swan, serene on the surface, paddling away like merry heck underneath, because I've got a bit of a trouble here with one of the CD players. But I think we... Oh, no, we're not in the right flipping thing. Well, just bear with me. Well, there you go. Frank Sinatra. Love is the tender trap. Track.
You see a pair of laughing eyes. And trap. Suddenly you're sighing.
Carry on, Frank.
You're thinking nothing's wrong. You string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kinda smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked, you're cooked, you're caught in the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. How it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap.
Trap, 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 trap or chackle, whatever it was Frank Sinatra. And he sang that song, which was written by Sammy Cahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. for Capitol Records and Frank recorded it in 1955. I think we're back on an even keel now, and we're probably going to sail along very nicely. In 1965, Nancy Wilson recorded a song called Time After Time. And that song was written in 1947 by Sammy Cahn and Jules Stein. Now, when Nancy recorded this particular track, she did it and she was backed by the Sid Feller Orchestra. Capitol Records were the people who released it. I'm going to play another Nancy Wilson later in the show. But anyway, poor old Nancy died aged 81 in 2018. But here she is, still alive and singing very nicely. This song called Time After Time, Nancy Wilson.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new.
Gone are the days I could hold a note that long. That was Miss Nancy Wilson, and she sang the wonderful ballad called Time After Time, which, as I say, was written in 1947. And the recording you just heard was the one Nancy recorded for Capitol Records in 1965. Okay, Chris Negus, here's one for you. I know this man is your favourite singer. There, I've Said It Again is a song written and published by Red Evans and David Mann in 1941. And you are about to hear the song as recorded by Vic Damone for Capitol Records in 1961. There, I've Said It Again. Thank you.
nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it. What more can I say? Believe me, there's no other way. I love you. I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it again. What good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it again.
The cultured tones of Victor Moane with the 1961 recording released by Capitol Records, where Vic sang that great, beautiful ballad, eh? There, I've said it again. 1961, I mean, I can remember quite clearly hearing that record back in 1961. Yeah. Anyway, as I said, I think we're back on an even keel, and I've got the both the CD players working properly for me. But anyway, now it's time for big bands. I've done a lot of vocals so far. Oh, I better give you the time. 10:32 a.m. on this Friday, November the 14th, 2025. So first up is Benny Goodman with a recording he made in October 1939. The tune is Flying Home. It was written by Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton. And the people you're going to hear, I'll just give you the musicians. Benny Goodman on clarinet, Fletcher Henderson on piano, Charlie Christian on guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, Nick Fatul on drums, and Lyle Hampton on the vibes. This recording became one of Benny Goodman's most requested tunes. Here is the tune. It's called Flying Home. Thank you. Okay, that's the original 1939 recording made by Benny Goodman of Flying Home. Now, Lionel Hampton was the man on the vibes. He was about to take his very first flight on an aircraft, and he was worried stiff. And as he sat waiting to board the plane, an idea came into his head, and he started to write what eventually became, with the help of Benny Goodman, Flying Home. And another interesting point is, in 1951, when Lionel Hampton had his own big band, his recording of Flying Home was a lot more up-tempo than the one you've just heard. It really was. It was do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- Robin's Nest, that's Robin with two B's, was written by the pianist Charles Thompson, and it was first recorded in May 1947 by Illinois Jacquet, a saxophone player, with his all-star band. But in the same year of 1947, the Count Basie Orchestra also recorded this tune called Robin's Nest. And that's the one I've got coming up right for you right now. God, get your tongue in order, boy. So from 1947, here's the Count Basie Orchestra with Robin's Nest. So that was a recording made by the Count Basie Orchestra in 1947, and it was a tune called Robin's Nest. Now, why was it called Robin's Nest? Well, when Charles Thompson wrote this particular tune, there was a program on American TV called Robin's Nest, and Charles Thompson wrote it for that TV. Might have been fairly, well, not new TV, but pretty basic and early TV in 1947. Hey, got to admit that. Anyway, here's a more up-tempo number by Count Basie than the last track. This one was released by RCA Victor Records in 1948, and the tune you're going to hear was written by Count Basie and his trumpeter Buck Clayton, and they're going to bring us this tune, which is called 7th Avenue Express. That was a hectic toe-tapper, wasn't it? The tune was called 7th Avenue Express, written by Count Basie and Buck Clayton, and recorded in 1948 for RCA Victor Records. I haven't played Ella Fitzgerald for some time, so I decided that I might as well play one and play a recording that immediately when you hear it, you think, oh my God, that's got to be Ella Fitzgerald. She recorded this in 1938. She recorded it with the Chick Webb Orchestra. It was a massive hit for her, and it's still a massive hit, believe it or not, when it's played here 87 years later. But here's a 1938 Decca recording by Ella Fitzgerald with the Chick Webb Orchestra. And the tune is called A Tisket Nantasket.
Send a letter to my mommy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it, a little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket, and if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Again.
On the green.
No, 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 no.
On the red.
No, 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 no.
On the blue.
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
Such a catchy tune. But as I said, although it was recorded way back in 1938, it is still a recording that people do enjoy in 2025 because it's a happy, catchy tune. A tisket, a tasket. You know? Oh, my goodness. But anyway, it was Ella Fitzgerald, and she was backed by the Chick Webb Orchestra. Chick Webb, of course, was a drummer who was born with spinal defects. So he was very, very short and bent over. He died very early, died about 32 years of age with the condition he had, which turned into tuberculosis. Okay, what have I got ready for you right now? Oh, right, I know. Do any of you remember a guy by the name of Ray Conniff? Ray Conniff? He was born in 1916, died in 2002. He was an American band leader and arranger, best known for his group, the Ray Conniff Singers. And they were very, very popular during the 1950s, 1960s. And in 1959, Ray decided that he would call the group the Ray Conniff Singers, not just singers who were accompanying the Ray Conniff Orchestra. So he decided, yep, we're going to call it the Ray Conniff Singers. And it was 12 ladies and 13 men. I've got a recording ready for you now that they did in 1961, and here is a great example of the Ray Conniff Singers as they sing for us a George Shearing tune called Lullaby Birdland. Now, if you haven't heard the Ray Conniff Singers before, here's your chance to hear them for the first time. the Ray Conniff Singers Orchestra and 15 singers. And they're going to sing for us Lullaby of Birdland. Wonder where it went. Was quite smooth, wasn't it? It was, of course, the Ray Conniff Singers and a 1961 recording of George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland. Now, the biggest hit the Ray Conniff Singers had was a tune called Somewhere My Love, and that was in 1966. I'm going to go back to Nancy Wilson now, and this comes from a classic album called Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. It was issued in 1962 by Capitol Records, and Nancy Wilson's going to sing for us, written by Nat Adderley, who is a cornet player, or was a cornet player. The tune is called The Old Country, and the musicians are Joe Savinal, Austrian pianist, on piano, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on the drums. Here is Nancy Wilson singing The Old Country.
Hey, you old man sitting by the lonesome road, it's about time you're quitting life's old tiresome load. You're so sad and lonely, got no family, just an old man from some old country. You ain't sad, no chillin', ain't none by your side. You left all your women, ain't you satisfied? Don't just sit there clingin' to a memory of a love left in some old country. Thank you. cold grim reaper has no sympathy. You won't see your homeland except through me.
Nancy Wilson was the lady, and she sang that song called The Old Country, which, of course, was written by the cornet player Nat Adderley. Now, you know I don't stop for New Sport and Weather at 11, seeing that it's only 2 minutes away. I just go and play, and you have to listen to New Sport and Weather at noon today, if you want to hear anything. Now, what I want to do is, what I'm going to play for you. No, stop. Got to get ahead of me again. I've got to play you a track where Nancy isn't involved in this track, but it's a track from the same album called Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley. And that is a classic album, as I said, released in 1962 by Capitol Records. But this is just a track by the musicians, okay? So, Joe Savino on piano, Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Nat Adderley on cornet, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on the drums. And they're going to play for us the Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin tune called, hang on, well, it's disappeared. I'm not having a very good day today, am I? God almighty, let's try again. Come on. Right, here it is. It's bloody CD players. Anyway, here they are with the Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin tune called I Can't Get Started. It was worth waiting for. Thank you. know, I think that it's a great recording, great musicians. And as I keep saying, this Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley album is classic. It's been classed as classic because you've got some tracks where Nancy Wilson is singing and you've got other tracks where the musicians are playing some absolutely great tracks. That was one of them. It was, I'm not going to name them again, but the tune, of course, was I Can't Get Started. You know, I've flown around the world in a plane. That one. Written by Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin. And the recording was made, of course, in 1961, released in 1962 by Capitol Records. Now, normally at this stage, I would do my promo. I'm actually not going to do it just yet because I want to go from alto sax of Cannonball Adderley to the tenor sax of a man called Johnny Griffin. Now, the piece I'm going to play you is called Isfahan, I-S-F-A-H-A-N, Isfahan. And it's a jazz piece by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington. And it was released on Ellington's 1967 album called The Far East. And one of the cities they played in was Isfahan. And Isfahan is a city in what is now Iran. Please listen to the tune Isfahan, played by this brilliant tenor sax player, Johnny Griffin. This is a 1988 recording, and Johnny Griffin has Michael Weiss on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, Kenny Washington on drums. It's a long recording, but believe me, folks, it's worthwhile listening to. So here is the tune Isfahan, and the leading man is Johnny Griffin on the tenor sax. And here we go. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I don't make any excuse for playing that particular track, long as it was, 10 minutes, because if you're a true jazz fan, and particularly if you are a lover of the saxophone, particularly the tenor saxophone, then you would have really, really enjoyed that. Great bass playing there by Dennis Irwin, and of course Johnny Griffin on the tenor sax, brilliant. Michael Weiss was on the piano. Kenny Washington was on the drums. And the tune was called Isfahan, written by Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington. And it comes from Ellington's 1967 album, The Far East Suite. And I just thought, yeah, I'll play it because it shows, you know, the brilliance of the musicians. And it sort of relaxes you. Listen, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? As I say every week, you know, I can't please all the people all the time, but I try. I just thought that was very good. But now I've got to do my promo. Okay, Radio Hawke's Bay. 30 years old. Started off as Radio Kidnappers back in 1995. 3 years ago, we decided we would rebrand because people could never actually say Radio Kidnappers. They made everything up with kidnappers in it. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We have two radio frequencies, 1431 AM, 104.7 FM, and we have the live stream, which goes out all around the world. Do not think that we are just a music program. We're not. We do have all genres of music. This program is a jazz program. My friend Ian Hunt has his jazz program, Two for Jazz, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 4 to 6 p.m., Wednesday being his repeat day. We have classical music. We have pop music, rock music, country and western, bluegrass, and everything else. But we have an awful lot of programs that are not music programs. Now, to find out exactly what we have, if you've got a smart device and you can get onto a search engine, then just type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, or if you like, just type in Radio Hawke's Bay, and then our website will come up. And on that website, there is everything you need to know about this radio station. You can find out who the broadcasters are. You can look at the schedules and you can see what program is on at what time on what day. You can see when the repeats come up. My repeat of this show goes out at something like 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning. But I think I got a lot of people listening to me live anyway. Anyway, you could. There's just so many things that people don't know about this radio station. We're a community access media station, which means that we are here for the community. We're not a commercial radio station. We're here for you. We are funded in part by New Zealand On Air. We have 90 broadcasters at the present time, and we put out about 100 shows a week. So if you go to, you know, go on your search engine, type in Radio Hawke's Bay, look at that website. Everything is on that website, right, including a pretty clever thing. If you miss one program because you had to go to the hospital or whatever, you can go to that website and you can go to a podcast part. Type in the program that you've missed. You'll find it on a ladder. Click on that. Look at the dates. Find the one you've missed. Click on that. And you can listen to the program you missed. Clever, eh? We are always in need of new broadcasters because obviously having 100 broadcasters, we have a situation where some just naturally come to the end and they leave and it creates a spot that, you know, is open to someone else. Now, I'm going to give you a phone number. So you need to have something to write on and something to write with. So I won't give you all that long to go and find a pen or pencil right on the back of your hand if you want. And the phone number I'm going to give you is the one that you can phone and talk to our dream team here, the people behind the scenes who keep everything going. And you say, hey, I've got a great idea for a program. It could be a music program. It could not be a music program. Anyway, here's the number. This is a local number. 06-878-8710. I'll say that again. 06-878-8710. Ring that number. Tell us about this idea you've got. Come in and explain it. And if you and the dream team think, wow, that's a great idea for a program, then you'll be trained on how to use the decks and the mics and all that kind of stuff. You can record your show. Many of our shows are recorded. And as I say every week, I don't record because I prefer to be live. And as you heard at the beginning of the show today, where everything seemed to be going against me, I was like the proverbial swan, serene on top, pedaling away underneath like Billy Ho. But we got there, didn't we? So that's us. Now let's get on with some music. I actually have another Frank Sinatra. Now, before I carry on, I have a regular duo who listen to this show every week. Peter and Diane. Diane has not been very well lately, and she's been in hospital for the past week. Now, she is a great lover of Frank Sinatra, and she can't hear it now. She might be able to hear it at a later date, but I'm just wishing her well and that she's home with Peter and Julian soon. Anyway, here is another Frank Sinatra, and this track comes from the 1958 Capitol Records album called Come Fly With Me. This is the one. I bought this in Berlin. I was 18 years old, stationed in Berlin, and I bought this record, Come Fly With Me. Anyway, Here's one of the tracks from the album. Frank Sinatra's going to sing a song written by Sammy Cahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. It's called It's Nice to Go Traveling. Believe me, the melody is great and the lyrics are super great. Here's Frank Sinatra. It's nice to go traveling.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's so much nicer to come home. It's very nice to just wander the camel route to Iraq. It's oh so nice to just wander, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's oh so nice to wander back. The mamsels and fräulein and the senoritas are sweet, but they can't compete, 'cause they just don't have what the models have on Madison Ave. It's very nice to be footloose with just a toothbrush and comb. It's oh so nice to be footloose, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam. And you know your fate is where the Empire State is. All you contemplate is the view from Miss Liberty's dome. It's very nice to go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. You'll find the Machen and the gay muchachas are rare, but they can't compare with that sexy line that parades each day at Sunset and Vine. It's quite the life to play gypsy and roam as gypsies will roam. It's quite the life to play gypsy, but your heart starts singing when you're homeward winging across the foam. And the Hudson River makes you start to quiver like the latest flivver that's simply dripping with chrome. It's very nice go traveling, but it's oh so nice to come home. No more customs, burn the passport, no more packing and unpacking. Light the home fires, get my slippers, make a pizza.
Frank Sinatra certainly was at the top of his game when he recorded that particular album, Come Fly With Me. And there you heard Frank singing a song written by Sammy Cahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. It's nice to go traveling. Great lyrics. And if you don't know what a flivver is, simply dripping with chrome, flivver was a term that they started to use, a slang term. A flivver is a car simply dripping with chrome. When I was a teenager, I mean, yeah, a flivver was always a car. Easy, eh? Right. In 1960, Jazzland Records released an album called Chet Baker with 50 Italian Strings. And one of the better known sessions, this was, of Chet Baker's time in Italy at the end of the 1950s. It's a really nice album, enhanced his trumpet and his voice with the addition of the strings. The recording was done in Milan in late 1959. So I ask you now to listen to Chet Baker and the orchestra as they perform for us a song written in 1946 by Earl Brent and Matt Dennis. And that song is called Angel Eyes. Chet Baker.
That love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. Gotta find who's now number one and why. Gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. Gotta find who's now number one and why. We'll be right back.
Well, there you go. That was Chet Baker doing vocals, of course, singing Angel Eyes and accompanied by a 50-50 stringed instruments. And the album is actually called Chet Baker with Strings, and it was recorded in 1960 by Jazzland Records. Now, I thought, because we've just had Chet singing, you know, Angel Eyes, play another one, John. All right. So I'm going to play another track from that same album, Chet Baker and 50 Italian Strings. And this time you're going to hear Chet Baker play the trumpet. And the tune that he's going to play the trumpet to with the strings is a tune written by a man called Gordon Jenkins, and the tune is called Goodbye.
Thank you.
The man playing the trumpet was, of course, Chet Baker. And he had 50 Italian strings behind him, and that track we just heard where Chet played the Gordon Jenkins tune Goodbye comes from a 1960 Jazzland Records album that was recorded in Milano, in Italia, in late 1959. Okay, now I've got to tell you about the Hawke's Bay Jazz Club. The Hawke's Bay Jazz Club is on this Sunday the 16th of November, at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre. And the band is actually called Mascherinada, which this comes from a song written by Sergio Mendes. So obviously it's going to be a Latin night. And we've got James Tate Jameson on flute, tenor and voice, not all at the same time though. Nicky Woods on vibraphone, Bernd Reiss on double bass, Brent Tanoa on drums, and Peter Tanoa on percussion, with Justin Lindsay from Hawke's Bay on guitar. All the others, James Tate, they all come from Palmerston North. So that's the Jazz Club, Hawke's Bay Jazz Club, this Sunday. It's $20 for club members, $30 for members of the public. Students are free. The doors open at 5. Jazz starts at 5:30. And there is a bar and buffet meal available at extra cost. So there you go. This Sunday at the Magdalenos Room at the Havelock North Function Centre. An evening of Latin music. Should be a good one. So there you go. You know where to be on Sunday, eh? 5 o'clock. Got to be in by 5:30 because that's when it starts. Right, let's move on. We've only got a quarter of an hour left now. Do you remember the song called Nancy with the Laughing Face? It was composed in 1942. By Jimmy Van Heusen, with lyrics by the comedian Phil Silvers. Originally, it was called Bessie with the Laughing Face. Now, Sinatra recorded it originally in 1944, where he used Nancy because Nancy was his daughter. But many people, perhaps even Sinatra himself, thought that the song was written specifically for his daughter, Nancy. But that's wrong. It wasn't. It was actually written for the wife of the songwriter, Johnny Burke, and she was called Bessie. But, you know, when Frank decided to record it, it was Nancy with the smile, with the laughing face. I've got it not as a vocal, but as an instrumental. It's made by Grant Green on the guitar, Sonny Clark on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Art Blakey on the drums. Listen to their version, their instrumental version of Nancy with a Laughing Face. Thank you. Another nice, particularly nice recording. I seem to have a lot of nice recordings today, nice soft recordings. That was Grant Green, the man on the guitar, and he had Sonny Clark on piano with Sam Jones on bass and Art Blakey on drums. That recording went out by Blue Note Records in 1990, and yeah, what can I say? I've already told you that it wasn't written as Nancy with the Smiling Face, but of course when the great Sinatra recorded it, yes, okay, it's Nancy, your daughter, Frank. But isn't it a nice tune? And when you think, well, you didn't hear that vocally, but the lyrics were written by a comedian, Phil Silvers. Yeah. Anyway, look, we're running short of time. God, where does time go? Honestly, it doesn't seem You know, it's a two-hour show, just under 2 hours. But, you know, when you're sitting here, it goes so quickly. Anyway, let's get on with the next one, which might be the last or the next to last anyway. There's a song written by Jimmy Davis, Ram Ramirez and James Sherman in 1941. And they called it Lover Man, although sometimes it goes out called Lover Man or Where Can You Be? But in 1962, the song Lover Man was recorded for Parlophone Records by the American singer Dinah Washington. And she had a really nice studio orchestra behind her. Let's have a listen. Dinah Washington, 1962, with Lover Man, Oh Where Can You Be?
But I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing. Ooh, what I've been missing. Lover man, oh where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. You got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Lover man, oh where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Ah, strange as it seems, someday we'll meet. And you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears. A hugging and a kissing. Ooh, what we've been missing. Lover man, oh where can you be? Lover man.
Dinah Washington sang for us, Lover Man, Oh Where Can You Be, with a nice studio orchestra behind her. Okay, well, look, it's my turn, and I've got to say, I'm sorry, guys, but it's time to go. I've got a little bit of Artie Shaw in the background there, which will be the next week will be the first one playing Room With A View. So from me, thank you for tuning in wherever you may be in this great big wide world. And above all, please be careful out there. Please, you know, just be careful. There's some idiots on the road. I see them every day when I'm driving. Anyway, remember to love the ones that you love, because, boy, they're going to love you back an awful lot. So God bless you all. Keep safe. And God willing, I'll be back next week. Ta-da for now. A little bit of Artie Shaw, but Only a little bit. See you next week. Bye for now. John out.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.